Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
If you're working during the week, it's the second day of the week. If you're not working, it's a day. All right? Some people call it Tuesday. In the old days, they used to call it Tuesday. And they call it that anymore. It's just day. Waiting on Ed Begley Jr. going to phone the program. Craig Evans in the house. I want to ask him about this, too. I saw there's a bunch of little quotes about Ed Begley Jr. One of them was in 03. He won a George Harrison's 1968 custom Fender Telecaster rosewood guitar in an auction. That means won. It means he bid on it then.
Yeah.
Yeah. All for $300,000. I wonder if he kept it. I wonder what it's worth now. So, puss will be fluffing here, Ed Begley Jr., in a little bit. he's obviously calling about Earth Day. He was Earth Day before it was cool. This guy's been, you know, on that side of the aisle for years, you know, pimping the, you know.
It's interesting they call it one with an auction.
Hey, I know,
you're
right.
Hey, you won. That'll cost you $300,000.
Yeah, I'm reading that. I thought maybe it was a raffle, but it wasn't. He won the auction, but I guess you do win the auction, but you also have to pay what you bid.
Yeah.
Right. And $300,000 is a ton of money no matter what year it was. You know. I guess
that
he
is
had
true.
It.
Yeah. For sure.
Yep.
Let's see. Rob Riggle's birthday is today.
Nice.
Who's older? We haven't played this in a while, huh? Or just over or under?
Neither. He's 50.
Oh, okay. Man, that game sucks.
It was anticlimactic.
Just tell him it's his birthday. It's just stupid, man. Man. No game. We can't even bet on things. And that was when people could bet on over-under or who's older.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or bet on the stock market, which is, by the way, the stock market. I still love
you
that
bet
story.
On people betting.
Yeah. I bet on Nick to win this. I bet on Nick to win who's older.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, people
that's
could do
not
that.
A safe bet. Yeah.
But now Craig's apparently taking just celebrity birthdays that end in a zero. It's a big day.
That would affect even the over-under, though, because the 49.
Tony Romo is 40 today.
Is he?
Ah, there you go. You could have done who was older. We probably would have said Riggle.
Big day for celeb birthdays that end in a zero.
That's right.
Yeah.
Romo's only 40, huh?
Maybe someday he'll accomplish something.
Yeah, you're right. Lazy piece. Yeah. Doesn't do the dick.
No. Yeah. Yeah. I hope things turn around for that guy.
No. Do you think he ever masturbates thinking about, what's her face?
Jessica Simpson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet he does.
Yeah, he does. He's a dude. Even if he
who
dumped
doesn't?
Her.
Doesn't?
Well, that's a good question. He didn't have to date her. Who didn't at one time in their life masturbate to her? No matter, yeah, especially a couple years back.
Hey, come on already.
Hang on a second.
I forgot.
I don't want to scare away our guests.
That they were a thing.
Yeah, they were. Totally, man. Remember they flew to Cabo before a playoff game?
Oh,
him and
yeah.
Witten, him and Witten did, and they went, oh, okay. Love this guy. And Earth Day is tomorrow. And we always seem to, every year we talk to Ed Begley Jr., I believe, about Earth Day. And he's on the phone with us now.
Welcome back.
Todd, Tyler, how are you guys doing?
Good, man.
Hey, good.
Before we get back into Earth Day, I'm just reading these little stories about your life. And did you spend $300,000 on the George Harrison 68 custom Fender Telecaster?
I was the person that bid, but I can share with you now I bought it for a family member that I think deserved to have it. So we didn't want that person, the family member, sitting there in the room bidding on it. So I did it as a friend to a man that I love very much.
Oh, I got it. Okay. Oh, so you're bidding. You're bidding with somebody else's cash.
You were the proxy.
Exactly.
All right. Does the person still have that guitar?
Yes, they do.
Amazing.
As they should have it. It's a beautiful guitar, and I'm glad they have it.
Were you allowed to play it? I know you play. Were you allowed to play it?
No, I was very scared to even touch it. I handled it very gingerly and put it in the case and got it to where it needed to be.
All right. Okay. So we never thought...
I was afraid something would go wrong.
Yeah, exactly. We never thought we'd see an experiment where the Earth is cleaned up in a month. Not completely cleaned up, we get that. But we've never thought this was going to happen with the pandemic. And you live in California. And the video I see of L.A. clearing up, it must be amazing to see in person. Do you look at it? Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's like, New Mexico skies or something in L.A. It's just beautiful. Crystal clear blue skies with beautiful white clouds. It's just gorgeous all the time, and so we got a taste for it. But keep in mind, before this ever happened, even though we have four times the cars in L.A., millions more people since that first Thursday in 1970, we have a fraction of the smog. Day to day before this, the air was a lot cleaner. We can do this, and now we've seen what we can really do if we didn't have so much fossil fuel. We're still burning. And it's possible. Nowadays, solar and wind has gotten so cheap. It's something that is really viable nowadays. And electric cars have incredible range, 350-mile range. So it's much more practical for a lot of people to do these things. For people who can't afford those big-ticket items, lots of cheap and easy stuff anybody can do.
Now, unfortunately, we're getting the real-life experiment because of a global pandemic, but the experiment exists no matter what. So it's pretty crazy. Did you think it would be like 6 weeks, it'd be this clear?
I always wondered what would be would happen if we absolutely stopped or close to stopped and look what we have.
Yeah.
But Mother Nature bats last, so we're going to find that out also with another big problem besides the pandemic, and that's climate change. So, we have to do what we can as we reemerge and try to do something so we don't have additional problems down the line with climate change and real upheaval from that.
What the deniers don't seem to get is Mother Nature always wins.
It always wins.
You can fight her as much as you want, but in the end, she's going to win.
Ed Begley Jr. with us. Ed, who are you quarantined with?
My beautiful wife and my lovely daughter. We're here, living off the vegetable garden out back, and my daughter's baking bread and cookies. It's been, hard for so many people out there, but we're very lucky. Things are fine for us here, so we're trying to help out and, give money to different organizations that are helping the people that are truly in need. So my hat's off and my heart is with all those people, the first responders, the doctors and nurses that are out there, the food delivery people and everybody who is keeping us alive and thriving. So bless you all, I say.
Ed Begley Jr. Ed, you've been on the forefront of the Earth Day for years and years. How do you keep from not getting discouraged? You mentioned before because the smog actually has gone down.
Yeah, I look at stories like that, like the L.A. smog and the Cuyahoga River near Cleveland. That river was so polluted in 1969 it caught fire. That doesn't happen anymore. The Hudson River was so polluted you couldn't eat the fish. Fishermen couldn't return to the line of work after serving in Vietnam. So it's now been cleaned up, the Hudson River, and we can do that with good legislation, with corporate responsibility and personal action, with those three pillars moving forward. We can really make a change and have this kind of clean air all the time if we do it right.
Ed Begley Jr. with us. Ed, I'm looking at also, did you do comedy in front of Big Star in Kansas City in 1973?
I did. Nobody knows that. I'm very impressed with your research team. I was an opening act and I opened for them and a few other people there at Max's Kansas City, Manhattan Transfer. Also, I opened for them. It was a great time doing stand-up back in the late 60s and early 70s. I played the troubadour in Nassau Coliseum. I opened for John Sebastian Poco and Lodges the Machine at the Nassau Coliseum. So I love doing stand-up, but I just like working on TV sets, doing, television or on movie sets. because it's so much hard work out there doing stand-up, I've gotten lazy, guys.
Well, we have a comedian on the show with us, and he's lazy and does stand-up too, actually. But no, I didn't even know you did stand-up because you've been an actor for so long now. We've seen you and everything. In fact, I'm just starting to watch it on Netflix since we're all sitting at home. All of a sudden, you show up on Better Call Saul. Now you're on Better Call Saul. I didn't know that. I just started watching Better Call Saul, so I mean, it's good to see you there. All right.
Isn't that a great show? Did you see the episode last night? Did anybody see it?
Well, I'm not caught up the new one. Our producer is watching it in real time.
I'm going to watch it tonight,
so Ed. Don't spoil it, Ed. Come on.
I did see you earlier this season.
I won't say a thing.
Okay.
I did catch you earlier this season in the scene where the prostitutes come into the restaurant. That was a great scene.
Right. Yeah, great show. I love working on that show. I'm very, very happy being in that show, and I love watching it.
Now, do I need to watch Breaking Bad first before I get into Better Call Saul?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yes, you do. Yeah, that's the way they did it, yeah.
I'm working on that.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. You'll like it, dear. Ed, thanks for calling the program.
Right from the beginning. See it all.
Have a good Earth Day tomorrow, and you know, we'll talk soon. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you guys once again for having me on.
No problem.
Bye, Todd. Bye, Tyler.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Cool. We should tell them we're Spank and Spunk now.
Yeah.
No. AKA.
we're Spank and Spunk now. Libtard. Yeah.
I saw his dad.
I don't think he's on social media, but he probably would be attacked.
He is. He's on Twitter.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. He actually retweeted us just this morning.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I saw Ed Begley Sr.
Yeah. He was a famous actor.
Hang 'em High.
Yeah.
He was the hanging judge in the Clint Eastwood movie.
Yeah.
And I think he died in like 70, so
long
Ed
time
was
ago,
probably
yeah.
really young when yeah. he lost yeah. his dad.
Yeah. That's a guy that just, he seems to pop up on little guest
yes.
roles on everything.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, he's been around for years.
Great
yeah.
character
yeah.
actor.
Yeah. You just, you're watching some show that you've watched for a while. There's Ed Begley Jr.'s on.
How did that river start on fire?
That was
but Todd. That's insane.
Todd,
I never heard
Todd
about
lived
that.
In Cleveland. Huh? Was it before that was on fire? You lived in Cleveland.
No, it was like that was the late '60s.
Oh, late
'60s. Long before I moved there, but
it was solid oil and crap.
It never shed fire, right? that reputation.
But it cleaned. They did clean it up.
Oh, they did. That whole area is cleaned up now. That whole area is bars and restaurants now, where it used to be really industrial. And people would just dump crap into the river, and one day it started on fire.
Right.
That's so crazy. There's a fire. Where? On the river.
On the river.
On a boat? No, the river.
The river. The river itself is burning.
The water is on fire.
It is crazy. The house is on fire.
I think Cleveland
the
is
river
finally
is on fire.
Starting to shake that reputation.
Oh, yeah.
Something that happened, 50 years ago?
Yeah, those photos of L.A. are amazing. They do look photoshopped. Yeah. You mentioned it. They do look photoshopped.
Oh, my son
in
Phoenix.
They probably are.
Yeah. My buddy in Denver. And both those are big pollution towns because they get that, you know, the inversion layer. And noticeably cleaner. The air is noticeably cleaner in both of those places. And I'm sure everywhere else, too.
I realize cars have to come back. We all want our cars. But, he's right about the electric ones. Not in our lifetime, I'm sure, but,
You see more
direction.
And more of them.
You do.
You do. You do.
And there's still, you see a lot of them now where they're still, like, expensive. There's a lot of Teslas out, but Teslas are what, 80 grand?
I think there's an entry level one around 30 or 40.
Yeah,
okay.
But it's not as cool as the 80 looking one, right?
No.
Yeah, they're cooler. I saw one the other day, actually.
Yeah, that's common.
Yeah.
The $40,000 things aren't as cool as the
$80,000
things.
No, usually not.
Everything. They suck you in.
Yeah. Crazy how
and $40,000 isn't cheap either. That's
right.
No.
It's a pretty expensive vehicle.
Well, like once they become more affordable, you'll see more and more.
Oh, yeah.
You don't see many electric, like SUVs and trucks and things like that yet.
No,
it's all sedans.
No, right.
But I think some of the hybrids are somewhat affordable.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Not $80,000.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car.
That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Snoop went on Kimmel, I believe it was last night, discussing,
pot.
I'm guessing, the holiday.
Mm-hmm. 420.
And here's
Snoop. Which you guys didn't celebrate.
Nah. No.
Our governor just learned that 420 is some kind of marijuana holiday.
Yeah, I wish I had that clip.
Well, he did say that smoking of any kind invites the COVID.
Yeah. But yeah. Drink tequila on the curb. We
There's
don't
that.
Care. We don't care.
Here's Snoop on Kimmel last night.
How is 420 different from every other day for you?
Well, for me, it's the day that a lot of people could come out. People that's really been in the closet. A lot of people that really can't do it as much as me or can't really do it and really feel good about it. This is the day that you could do it. No one's going to say nothing about you. Everyone's going to celebrate you. And everybody going to be high, so you're going to be feel and fit right in.
Tell him.
He says that Snoop says he's only been outsmoked by one other person in his life.
Willie Nelson is the only one to ever get me. He got me once upon a time on 420 in Amsterdam, and I couldn't take it. I couldn't take it.
420 in Amsterdam. With Snoop and Willie Nelson.
Me,
oh, that's some bad.
Yeah.
You know what sucks
Wasn't
about
that the show?
But that's the show.
It sounds like he's in his bathroom.
It's horrible.
They are.
I know, but
yeah. There's got to be like a different mic he could get or something.
Well, that and also the exchange sucked because they're not in
they
sit there talking to each other. I know.
Well, yeah, they're not used to it. You got to figure
we
that out.
We are essential workers. We're in the studio.
Yeah.
If we were at home, we'd have that exchange every day. What?
That's true.
No.
How did they defeat that internet delay like when the Stones played? Night event the
it's
other night.
Pre-recorded. They
pre-recorded
didn't
that.
Do that live.
Okay.
And they, gotta, like,
they, and they sync
it basically.
Back up. They sync it back up, yeah.
Yeah, like I say, I would guess Mick did the first track, and then he emailed it over to Keith, and then
he
added on, and then Ronnie added on, you know. It just.
And Charlie said, I don't want to set up my drums, so just to hammer on this box here.
Yeah. Air cymbals.
Yeah, that was bad TV, man. Kimmel makes a fortune for that. No, I know why. Nice. He's stuck in his house, and Snoop Dogg's in his house. Doing the right thing.
Yeah, but you think they could set him up with a little better equipment.
No. It's bad.
Well, this isn't the first day they've been doing this
either. You're right. It's bad.
Yeah, is that as good as it gets?
Yeah, some of those
for
things, you're at the mercy of the internet service providers.
Right. I suppose.
You know? And you are at the mercy of attempting
to interact.
Do something that you're used to doing sitting next to a person.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And reading all of their cues and feeling seeing all kinds of things, reading cues and figuring out what to say next and this and that. And
body
when
language.
You don't see them, makes it more difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, at some point you kind of have to fight your own instincts to respond because you got to wait for the delay and, you know, it's kind of a dance.
I think you get used to it in a heartbeat if you did it long enough, but it sounds like that was a really bad exchange right there at the end.
I think you would eventually get used to it.
Easily.
But with him, he would have to get used to it with everyone. Everyone else would have to get used to
it. He didn't have a partner. It's a brand new guy every time, right?
Well, and depending on where the celebrity that you're interviewing is at, it might be different. You know, it might not be as much delay, or it might be more, you know? Every time is different.
Yeah. Still bad. Still bad TV.
Yeah, absolutely.
Run reruns. I ain't watching that.
There's always that variable.
But you aren't watching reruns either.
No, I'm not watching anything.
No.
I'm not. But we're live every damn day. I'm backing us here.
Right.
We're live every freaking day.
Right, but the fact that you won't watch it
is deserted except for us.
Meaningless.
Right.
Like, is Mercurio still working for Stephen Colbert? Is he still writing?
I don't know.
Probably.
No, I haven't even touched him.
He might be.
Yeah.
No. They've got to come up with content somehow.
Somehow.
Spotify just put the Chronic on. Dr. Dre's Chronic hadn't been on at ever. So to celebrate 420, they released it.
There you go.
I listened to it, and Snoop was real mad at Eazy-E.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, Eazy-E's dead.
Yeah.
But Eazy-E's dead.
Still. I was like, oh, I wonder if he'll turn this on and listen to it. He's just like, Eazy-E, E to D. I'm like, man, you got to be like, oh, man. Oops.
No, I didn't, but he got AIDS from chicks.
Oh, yeah. But they were just so mad at him.
Yeah.
The whole crew.
And intravenous drugs, I believe he did too, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think he did everything.
He was going for it.
Airlines get to keep their employees during the pandemic. The Treasury Department said that agreements have been reached between passenger air carriers and the Trump administration. The agreements are through the payroll support program to keep paying workers during the crisis. It includes Allegiant, American, Delta, Southwest, Spirit, and United.
Middle sheet might go away.
Several others have indicated their sign-on as well. Yeah, now, which means prices would go up.
It'll be, of course, it's not going to be any cheaper to fly. Maybe in the beginning.
If you are putting fewer people into a space, the price to get into that space is going to go up.
Yeah.
Especially if they just eliminate, I mean, they won't take the seat out. They'll just say they just won't sell that seat, obviously. So you sit, But I have a Delta app, and I keep looking for this one flight. I'm not going to go anywhere, but, you know, just in case all of a sudden the earth, if it disappears tomorrow, like the orange guy said it would that one day. I was ready to go, and I click on this thing. This is Omaha to Atlanta, direct flight. And every 3 or 4 days, I click on it to see what it is, and it doesn't go down. Right here. It's still $325 for main cabin.
Wow.
$325. And usually it'd be about $4-something for main cabin. So it's still
comfort, a little bit cheaper.
Comfort, it's $383. If you want to fly first class, it's still almost $600. So they don't want you to fly. If somebody says first class is $200 to fly to Atlanta,
yeah,
somebody might do it.
Yes,
you could go get a haircut now.
You could fly there and get a haircut if you don't care about the pandemic.
Oh well, yeah,
you're being a bad person. I get it, but Delta's a major airline. I don't see the flights low in price. You know, now you had all your flights already booked for the summer, didn't you, Todd? Already,
I'd wanted to.
I didn't book anything because right around the pandemic happened, I didn't book anything.
I booked one to Denver last weekend.
Yep. But that was you did it for the pandemic, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And also before the pandemic, had booked a flight to San Diego.
And they're both Southwest, though?
Memorial Day weekend.
So they don't charge you a fee anyway, do they?
No, no.
Okay, the other airlines charge you $200 to change tickets.
I get, travel funds. Yeah. I get my money back. I just have to spend it. And I think they've extended the deadline, too. You know, for like a year and a half.
Okay, got it.
Facebook has a new mobile app dedicated to gaming. Facebook Gaming launched yesterday. It's designed to compete with services like Twitch that let people stream live gameplay. They've been testing it for more than a year in Asia and Latin America.
I'd rather read.
It'll let people broadcast mobile games live Facebook.
Yeah. People are into it. Yeah.
And there's an audience for it.
My son plays
absolutely
video games all damn night.
Yeah.
With his buds, man. They're up till 4 or 5 in the morning.
Nope. Yeah. Pretty cheap flights to Phoenix on Southwest.
Okay.
From Omaha.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what kind of selfish a-hole would fly to Phoenix in the middle of a pandemic?
Todd did. Todd did.
I just checked the prices.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Todd.
That clip is just priceless, Todd. I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so sorry.
That's my suck at Jesus.
That
is the bane of my existence.
It is.
Suck at Jesus.
No!
Ed Begley Jr. joined us. Check it out on the podcast there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.